Would you like to know what I was thinking to myself while I was waiting for you to come over, Cecil?
No, I'm not curious.
Well, I'll tell you anyhow. I was thinking if I could be born all over again, who would I like to look like?
What's the connection?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking if I could change, would I like to be like me or somebody else?
Well, if you ever change, let me know before I come over.
Oh, Cecil, of course it's impossible. But if you could be born all over again, who would you like to be?
Me.
Goodness, are you satisfied with yourself?
Sure, why not? I don't want to be anybody else.
Oh, Cecil, wouldn't you like to be tall and dark and handsome and mysterious?
Okay, if you're going to call me a wet smack.
Oh, no,
okay.
Cecil, I didn't mean to insult you. You're a very nice-looking boy, but, well, wouldn't you like something changed just a little?
Would you?
On you or me?
Either one.
Well, yes. I'd like to have a sensitive nose.
A what?
A new nose. My nose is too small and turns up. I'd like a delicate, sensitive nose.
You want to be a rabbit?
I think if I had my choice, I'd like to look like Goldie Goldensmile in the movies.
Listen, you don't want to look like her.
Oh, yes, I do. I think she's the most beautiful actress on the screen.
Oh, but you're a lot better looking than she is already. Why, she's nothing to start a war over.
Oh, Cecil, do you think so, really?
Of course. Never did like her.
Do you think I'm just as, well, pretty as Goldie Goldensmile?
Oh, well, sure I do. Goldie Goldensmile's the only movie actress that gives me a pain. Always panting through her nose.
Well, just the same, if I could, I'd like to look like her. I'd like to smile and show a lot of teeth like she does.
You've got teeth.
Yes, but not as many as Goldie Goldensmile.
Well, when you get her age, you can buy a good set like she has.
Wouldn't you like to look like a movie hero?
No. If I had to look like anybody, you know who it would be?
Lindbergh.
No, Willie.
Oh, Cecil, not Willie.
Yes, I would. Willie's a good egg. Boy, when he wants to, he can look like he'd just as soon break your neck as not.
Well, you don't want to look mean.
Well, Willie doesn't look mean. He's a good-looking kid.
Yes, but he can't talk. He never says anything.
Okay, you asked me who I'd like to look like. Silly anyhow.
Well, if you looked like Willie, I wouldn't like you anymore.
That would be all right with me. If you looked like old pie-faced Goldie Goldensmile, I wouldn't like you either.
Oh, so you wouldn't like me if I were different.
Why should I?
Then it really isn't me you like.
Hey, let's talk about something else.
You know what the old Greeks used to say, Cecil? It's not the outside that counts, it's the still water that runs deep.
Did Mr. Smith say whether or not there was some more money missing tonight before you left the store?
Yes, $10. Cecil, if I should get my face marred in an accident, would you care?
If you did what?
Suppose I had a scar on my face and I had to keep it covered all the time. Would you still come over to see me?
Sure, why?
Oh, would you, Cecil? Honest?
Of course.
Oh, well then, Cecil, you can look like Willie if you want to. It won't make any difference.
Did you say there was $10 missing tonight at the store?
Yes, but it's all right. Uncle Thomas is going to hire a detective. Cecil, if you could be changed, and if you wished, and you had to be some kind of an animal, what kind would you be?
When are the detectives going to start?
Oh, sometime. What kind of an animal would you like to be, Cecil?
If I had one wish, I'd wish I could find out where that money's disappearing to.
Oh, don't bother about that, Cecil. Tell me what kind of an animal you'd like to be.
Why would I want to be an animal?
Well, don't you ever look at an animal and think, if I had to be an animal, I'd like to be that kind.
Well, I wouldn't want to be the dog-faced boy in the circus.
If I had to be an animal, I'd like to be a chipmunk.
Why a chipmunk?
Oh, they're such sweet little animals. They look like they have such a good time, and I like the way they can stand on their hind legs and look around. It's so cute.
Wouldn't you like to be a monkey and climb trees?
No, I hate monkeys. I only like chipmunks.
Well, I think if I had to be some kind of an animal, I'd like to be a seal.
You mean a seal that they make sealskin coats from?
Yeah, but I mean a live one. I like the way they can dive and swim underwater.
Oh, Cecil, I should think you'd want to be a sweet little squirrel, something nice.
Listen, if I were a squirrel, you'd have to run for your life.
Besides, a seal isn't an animal, it's a fish.
It's not a fish, it's an animal.
Would you like to be an animal with four legs?
Well, if I had to be something, I wouldn't mind being my dog Nero, if somebody like me owned me. He has an easy life. He gets fed and then he sleeps. He wakes up and gets fed, scratches a few fleas and sleeps some more.
Oh, isn't it funny you'd want to be something I wouldn't want to be?
Well, I wouldn't want to be a chipmunk and live in a rat's hole.
Cecil, if you had to be a fish, what kind of a fish would you like to be?
Seal.
Oh, no, Cecil, a seal is an animal.
You said it was a fish before.
But you said it was an animal.
Well, make up your mind.
What kind of a fish would you like to be?
Well, I wouldn't be a fish like Alexander.
I bet if Sybil was turned into a fish, she'd be a catfish.
Or a hammerhead shark.
Oh, no. She isn't smart enough to be a shark.
Let it go.
If I had to be a fish, I'd like to be a goldfish.
I hope nobody can hear us talk. They'll think we're a couple of nuts.
Oh, I don't mean just a common goldfish. I mean one with a long, flowing tail and big, soft eyes, and I'd swim around and around. I think they're so pretty.
Well, I'm not a fish, see, but if I had to be one, I think I'd want to be a whale. I'd want to be the biggest of what I was.
But I read once where a whale is an animal.
Well, I'll be a sardine.
No, Cecil, what would you be?
Oh, I don't know, Sally.
Well, if you had to be a bird, what kind of a bird would you be?
I'd be a wise old bird.
You mean an owl?
Well, why a bird now?
Well, wouldn't you like to have wings and go flying over the houses singing a song?
This is getting dumber and dumber.
I think I'd like to be a robin redbreast. They look so happy. Wouldn't you like to be a robin, Cecil?
Okay, I'd like to be an old buzzard like Mamie.
Now, Cecil, don't joke. Just for fun, what kind of a bird would you like to be?
Oh, all right. If I had to, I'd rather be a chicken hawk.
Oh, Cecil, not a mean old hawk.
Well, it's the only bird that eats chicken, and I like chicken.
Well, how would you like it if someone ate you?
No one's going to eat me.
They would if you were a bug.
But I'm not a bug.
But if you could be a bug, what kind of a bug would you like to be?
Hey, now, wait a minute. This is too far already. I wouldn't be a bug for anybody.
Well, I just want to find out about you, Cecil. What kind of a bug would you rather be if you had to be a bug?
I don't know much about them.
Oh, I'll name some over. Would you like to be a worm?
Now, wait a minute. A worm isn't a bug.
Is it a snake?
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Oh, no, Cecil. Would you like to be a doodlebug or a ladybug?
Well, I wouldn't want to be a ladybug.
Well, of course, I mean a gentleman ladybug.
A gentleman ladybug.
Of course, when you're a bug, I don't guess it really makes much difference if you're a gentleman bug or a ladybug.
Wouldn't be important except to a bug, I guess.
I'd like to be a cricket. I like the cheery way they whistle at night.
Hey, listen, don't waste wishes. I think you're bugs already.
Oh, so that's what you think, huh?
Next, you'll be asking me if I had to be a tree, what kind of a tree would I like to be? Well, I wouldn't be a sapling.
No, you'd be a hard, mean old cactus plant, I know. You're just like a cactus. Person can't get near you, you make fun of them.
Hooray for the telephone company.
Well, you'll be thinking about what kind of a bug you'd like to be.
All right, I'd like to be a bug in a rug.
Wait, please. Hello? Yes? Yes? Oh, Cecil Shortridge? Yes, he's here. Cecil.
For me?
Yes.
Who is it?
I don't know, some man. Goodness, what a deep voice he has.
Oh, all right. Hello? Yes? Oh, hello. How did you know I was here? Oh, you phoned home and someone told you I was over here. Well, what? Yes, I was going to use it tonight. Oh, well, sure. All right. Where? Yeah, I know, by the bridge. All right. So long. Oh, heck.
Who was that, Cecil?
Oh, a man. Listen, Sally, I got to beat it. I'm sorry, but I got to go someplace. You don't mind, do you? I can't tell you about it, but I'll be able to take you to a good show tomorrow night. I'll have some money. I'll take you to see old Goldie Goldensmouth, and you can see how you'd look if you had to look like her instead of a chipmunk, huh? Well, I'll see you in the morning at this door, Sally. So long.